listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore. Mr.
Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-536-67, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This unseasonably cool early November weather continues tonight with another night in the 30s. I think we fall back to at least 37 for the overnight low with clear skies and light winds. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour tonight. You probably have been reminded a million times already. We go back to standard time at 2 in the morning. Tomorrow, picture postcard perfect with a high temperature up to about 63. Blue skies, sunshine. A little warmer on Monday with a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
This world just keeps on getting crazier.
Indeed it does.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, it's the capital of dreams. Put it on our trash cans, right? Must be true. It's time, once again, for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again and finally time for Clearing the Air. It seems like the week just drags and drags. I have so many days when I have so much I want to get on the radio, but I have to wait. And then when the day finally gets here, I don't remember what it was I was going to get on the radio. So that's kind of the way it goes. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, I am your humble and intrepid host, a man really, really, really struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, called Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Tonight, in the plush, dimly lit attic with no static, you have, along with myself, my friend and fellow brother in Christ, Jason Johnson. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
Very well done. And without much further ado, I want to introduce the incomparable Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the Postman.
Hi there. Good to be here once again.
It is good to be here, isn't it? It's really, really good to be here. You know, here we are again regurgitating the same truths over and over and over and hoping and praying, as it were, that people will finally get it. Do you suppose they ever will? I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. But anyway, on to the disclaimer. Here's where it gets real, folks. Do not believe a single thing you hear on this, or for that matter, any other program you listen to, no matter how arrogant or knowledgeable the host may sound. Do your own investigating, do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and whatever you do, do not ever trust Snopes or any other purported fact checker. You have to be your own fact checker. Don't listen and trust anybody, because the stakes are way too high for that, folks. Now, it's very rare that I read truths about the agency and the Bushes and the drug running anywhere but a site like, say, Rents. But this week, I found an article on, of all places, News with Views. For those that don't know, that site is the Christian site that the Missing in Action Miss Connie turned me on to. Now, the writer of an article, a Miss Smallback, lays out truths with links to her sources in such a way that it wowed me and impressed me, and it had me scared for her safety, to be honest with you. But the article that she wrote is entitled, If the Average American Only Knew. It's dated yesterday's date. If the average American knew the CIA set up a dark trust fund for the express purpose of making money that did not run through the U.S. Congress, nor need congressional oversight or approval, so they could carry out covert and clandestine operations without clearance. And that these operations would include setting up the largest drug, weapons, and money laundering system the world has ever seen. And that the United States CIA is expressly responsible for the enormous influx of drugs to enter our nation for the past 5 decades. Folks, she's absolutely correct. Now, we found this to be true during the Iran-Contra hearings. Despite several congressmen who were on the intelligence community continually halting the proceedings and insisting that all of this was, quote, classified and not for the main body of lawmakers, much less the American people, to know, well, the gist of it came through loud and clear. I'll continue now. Or that the CIA would both employ and compensate cartel members, that's drug cartel members, folks, and drug lords by putting them on their payroll. And that the CIA would set up its own airlines for the purpose of drug trafficking. By the way, that was known as Air America, and the main landing strip was, it probably still is, I don't know, in Mena, Arkansas, protected at the time by the governor and Mrs. Clinton, which is where they got their chip in the big game. It's the deep state's reward to them for covering up the drug running. It also explains why the deep state is pulling out all the stops to remove Donald Trump, because he wasn't supposed to be president. Hillary had redeemed her chip in 2016, and all the machinations of the deep state were at her disposal, including, but not limited to, a media constantly telling the American voter that she had it locked up, Trump had no chance, there was no point in even voting for Trump. She also had bogus polling numbers, courtesy, again, of the weaponized media. They had rigged debates where she knew the questions in advance, and just in case her pedophilia-weary self was incapable of recalling the rehearsed answers, she wore an earpiece so the voice on the other end could feed her the answers during the debate. And yet the people still elected Donald J. Trump as our president. Now, personally, my vote was one against her and not so much for him, because to be honest with you, I was not a huge Donald Trump fan. He was a New Yorker. He was loud, obnoxious, and rich to boot. Had almost anyone else been running against him, they may have gotten my vote. But I wasn't about to put Hillary Clinton, knowing what she is, I was not going to put her in the White House. Back to the article. If the average American knew that the CIA's airline would receive the contracts for all civilian carriers and all military cargoes in Southeast Asia and the Pacific Rim before they ever even had one aircraft, they were setting it all up, folks. And this was to implement a master plan to enter the drug smuggling business. Would the average American believe it? If the average American knew that in this operation, Americans would be, quote, eliminated at the whim of their drug and trafficking projects, or that 2,500 Americans simply vanished at the hands of the agency, would they demand an accounting? If the average American knew the CIA was laundering their drug money, Operation Clean Room, Google it, through various Rothschilds banks in various nations, or that foreign governments were bribed or coerced into cooperating with supplying drugs and methods of payments, or that people were killed, look in Japan, who were ordered to provide forged or altered CDs, Mitsui Bank Limited, from the actual gold certificates from the Japanese Treasury. But don't worry, their families were compensated to the tune of $1 million each. Or that the people the CIA set up and used were again set up and jailed in obscure prisons, never to be seen or heard from again. Would there be an outcry for justice? If the average American knew George Herbert Walker, pedophile Bush, was the pilot and mastermind of our operations for the drug smuggling, or that his buddy Richard Armitage was double and triple crossing both the agency and the drug cartels and amassed sums in excess of $1 billion, which he invested in gold and hid in the island banks, or that William Colby started the Phoenix program that had executed over 20,000 people, including 2,500 Americans, the aforementioned 2,500, before the CIA convinced him to, quote, retire from the program. Would they still endorse them as American idols and worship them in the American media? If the average American knew the CIA dealt treacherously with Marion J.R. Horn by convincing him to purchase the stolen CDs from Japan and then set him up for arrest and conviction in order to secure their fall guy and reclaim their money, or that Alder Seal, an American-made movie, was a paid partner of the CIA to smuggle drugs for them to the tune of $30 million, and that Seal was frequently released and exonerated on numerous true and actual charges of crimes because the CIA controlled the courts, would they still think that America is righteous and just? If the average American knew the CIA employed, through the magic funds from this drug smuggling trust, the head of Panama's Defense Force Intelligence Unit, Colonel Noriega, to the tune of $500 million cash, plus 1% of all shipments running through Panama, or that the CIA deliberately interfered in a foreign government, Panama's existing government, to eliminate any opposition to prevent Noriega from becoming Panama's president, or that the CIA set up, trained, and armed guerrillas to topple the Nicaraguan regime? Would they be so enthusiastic about the endless wars our government sends our military into? If the average American knew the CIA created the 1949 Central Intelligence Act in order to prevent disclosure, accountability, or law enforcement regarding the illegal acts of the CIA, and that the CIA ordered the destruction of damning documents and evidence for all their clandestine crimes, would they shrug and then get back to their Little League games, their internet shopping, or maybe their TV show and radio stations, etc.? If the average American knew that a military journal sent a report exposing the drug dealing out of Panama to the White House in 1977, but the report disappeared, would they consider our government a government of laws and order and integrity? If the average American knew that General Ferreira was appalled to find out the drugs that they were smuggling were being sold to U.S. soldiers, and that he refused to participate in that fact and he went rogue, and that General Ferreira is the person who set up the $30 million drug runner Seal, murdered, not the cartel like the movie falsely depicted, and that the CIA then tried to eliminate, assassinate General Ferreira for defending American citizens against its own corrupt government, and that Ferreira quit his position in the CIA to protest and revolt against the un-American treachery of its clandestine programs. Would Americans demand justice? Would they condemn the CIA? Would they demand an accounting? If the average American knew the FBI did an investigation into all of these claims and discovered that they all were true, and that the FBI provided Senator Ted Kennedy with this report at his request and in total secrecy, would Americans want to see that report? Would they want to know why Ted Kennedy required his own personal debriefing on General Ferreira, or why Senator Kennedy was more interested in General Ferreira than the illegal activities of the agency? If the average American knew that the wars in the Middle East have little to nothing to do with democracy and everything to do with drugs and arms trafficking and controlling oil, or that pulling American troops out of Syria has more to do with meth and narcotics and millions put back in black op funds than with the Kurds, Turks, or ISIS, would they do just a little more digging on what actual Syrians think of the endless wars in their nation and a little less parroting what the talking heads that would be the totally controlled and treasonous media tell them? If the average American knew the U.S. sent troops into Afghanistan under a guise of a war on terror, but really to harvest the poppy fields for opium? and that Afghanistan provides 90% of the world's supply of heroin, and that this heroin crisis is directly linked to the military-industrial complex, and that it is American-sourced planes and ships that transport and traffic these drugs. Would they still endorse the, quote, war on terror? If the average American knew that former President Obama ordered the CIA to train ISIS and used ISIS as assets for toppling the Syrian regime, and that it has nothing to do with democracy but everything to do with weapons trafficking through the now infamous Benghazi, would they echo Mrs. Clinton's term nonchalantly, what difference does it make now? You know, I can't help but wonder if the average American knew how many innocent people have been sacrificed at the altar of drug and human trafficking, weapons trafficking, fabricated wars, and at the hands of American agencies, would they ever wake up? Would they forcibly remove the wicked rulers in high places? Would they dismantle the rogue and corrupt intelligence agencies used for nefarious agendas? Would they not rest until the lies were exposed, the wicked were apprehended, and the justice was meted out? Is that too much to ask? Okay, maybe then the average Christian. The average Christian is surely interested in exposing the wicked deeds of darkness, right? I mean, we're commanded to. The average Christian surely mourns over the injustice in our land. The average Christian surely sees the traps the enemy has laid for the innocent, the naive, and the ignorant. They would not be okay with that, would they? Surely the average Christian would not rest until exposure was full, criminals were tried and sentenced, and justice prevailed. Well, let's see. Has God given us any direction for this dilemma? I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, you are neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see me. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. That's Scripture, Revelations, chapter 3, verses 15 through 20. By the way, you can read the FBI report on America's crimes against both Americans and the world, their role in the drug trade, and the lauded heroes, I mean CIA agents, who ran these programs. I'll provide the link. Actually, I already have. It's on our Clearing the Air webpage. Just take a look. Welcome to the program. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours. As long as a intercontinental ballistic missile doesn't hit this station in the next few minutes, I guess we'll be back in three short minutes. So y'all come back with us. This is Clearing the Air.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I listened to Nick Saban was a guest speaker at some automotive distributor thing or something. He tells some interesting stories, and I love this one. In his first year at Alabama, Alabama lost to Louisiana Monroe. Now, Nick Saban has called this the biggest, most humiliating loss in the history of his coaching career. Well, after the game, you know, everybody's just don't know what to think. Alabama's lost to Louisiana Monroe. Well, he still has 2 hours of obligations before he can go home. He has to tape his radio show. First he meets with the press, then he has to go talk to the players, then he does his radio show, then he does his TV show. So it's like 2 hours after the game. He just wants to get home and, in his words, hide. He gets in a car, turns key, and he's out of gas. He's got a little bit of gas, enough to get to a gas station. So he goes, he fills up. He goes inside to pay the clerk. I guess this is back in the old days when they trusted you, you know, but he hands a clerk the money, and the clerk notices his national championship LSU diamond ring. And the clerk goes, man, that's nice. What is that? He says, this is a LSU national championship ring, and I hope to bring a lot more of these to Alabama. And the clerk says, well, as long as we got that Nick Saban coaching, that ain't going to happen. He said that made him feel that much worse, and he did go home and hide. But anyway, something he said, well, first off, the secret to success is doing what you know you're supposed to do, even when you don't want to do it, and not doing what you really want to do when you know you're not supposed to do it. Does that make sense? Yep. That's the secret to success.
Yes.
That's part of what he calls his program, and he's so right. He made a comment about at Tiger Stadium one night, Jesse Jackson came to speak to the team. And afterwards, he's talking to Jesse, and Jesse says, you know, Saturday night here at Tiger Stadium is closer to the kingdom of God than my church on Sunday morning. Because, number one, everyone's operating under the same rules. Number two, everyone has the same goal. Number three, the rules are clearly defined. And number four, everyone is together in spirit. Now, Postman and I, to a much lesser extent, have been telling you this since football started. If you could harness the energy inside of a football stadium, if you could just get everyone to listen and all get on the same page about what's going on, we could stop this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It could be stopped. Am I wrong, guys?
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's you know, true, because yeah. Because everybody has to be on one accord, you know, for this thing to actually work. And it'll be virtually impossible for that to happen with what's coming through the airwaves.
Yep.
Mainstream television.
Yep.
Radio and all the other, apparatuses that they use, you know, to broadcast
to keep us apart.
Right.
They have to. Because the only thing that can stop them, besides, you know, an exterior force, meaning God, whatever, is a united populace. We have control. We just don't know it. And they go to great lengths to prevent us from knowing that. And that's the God's honest truth. I'm going to give you a couple of quotes here. One is, this is from the Little Short Mean Woman. I asked her, because I couldn't remember if in act started with an E or an I, and she said, I'm not allowed to spell before my first cup of coffee. So true. Second quote is, you cannot see your reflection in boiling water. Similarly, you cannot see truth when you're in a state of anger. When the rage passes, you will see as you should. Now, that's author unknown. I have no idea who said that. It was on the internet. Found that on the internet. Thomas Jefferson once said, if you're mad, count to 10. If you're really mad, count to 100. Now, I've struggled with anger all of my life. I got it from my father, who was the epitome of stubborn and short-tempered. You know, you did not want to be on the receiving end of one of his tirades. And my problem is that I go to great lengths to be not like him. So I hold it in and hold it and hold it and hold it. And eventually, when it comes out, I usually explode and don't remember what I did. I could be pushed up quite a ways before I snap, but when I do snap, look out. I go off, crazy, go off. Anyway, I'm going to give you a quote from the movie They Live, and this was spoken by the human who sold out his fellow humans to the aliens. He's speaking to the two heroes of the story, the two humans who are inside of a bunker, and they're trying to uncover the hidden alien agenda, again, from the movie They Live. You don't get it. You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything. The whole GD planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? And they're going to let us have it good if we just help them. They're going to leave us alone. They're going to let us make some money. There's good old greed for you right there. I'm going to give you a quote and let you guess who said this. The state must declare the child to be the most precious treasure of the people. As long as the government is perceived as working for the benefit of the children, the people will happily endure almost any curtailment of liberty and almost any deprivation.
I would guess Hitler.
Bingo. Yeah. You got it. That was from Mein Kampf. Adolf Hitler. They're using the children. Absolutely they do. That's the most powerful asset.
Every time.
You better believe it. Oh, gosh, let's see. I found this on Breitbart, and I normally don't read Breitbart. And this may be a couple of years old, I'm not really sure, but I'm just going to read it like it was written. Well, of course, that's a totally absurd what if, and so I will pay no attention to any of it. I'll bury my head in the sand, and when some soldier of the elite comes along with his 12-gauge shotgun and blows my butt away, then in those last few seconds before I die, I might wake up just for a few seconds and realize I made a very bad mistake. That's the payback for ignoring all of the what-ifs. Now I'm going to give you the what-if, okay? It was the Hopi Indians, who said that the government would begin to assassinate their own citizens, and then, because of the total lawlessness of it, the people decided it was time to assassinate government people, and the Hopi said it would get out of control and then go worldwide. At least that's the application, or the implication of what they said. If a government is totally lawless, then the citizen must, if they wish to preserve their life, liberty, and family values, resort to full self-defense. And as much as the government has also said the Geneva Accords do not apply to them, then of course the citizen must take the same attitude against any government agent they find and will apply whatever tortures necessary to fulfill their wildest dreams and vent their rage against the oppressors. Now, the government has all sorts of hidden weapons, such as those photographs of the TR-3B with its lethal death ray or whatever they use to blow up the Taliban stronghold. That's just the tip of the iceberg, as black ops, funded off the books by who knows what, had developed weapons that, according to the Good Book, cannot be stopped. All of this means lawlessness abounds, just as the last days said they would. We're talking prophecy here, folks. Biblical prophecy is just mythology, though, right? I mean, some old lady smoking pot must have written Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and all those other books, just using their names as a pen name, because after all, no one can look into the future, right? I mean, the future doesn't exist yet, so how could anyone ever see it? Not even Alpha and Omega, not even the beginning or the end, not even anyone. And yet, what if? What if the future does exist, and what if the Creator actually does know the beginning from the end? What if? Yeah, what if indeed. And now this, listen to this. The USDA, you know, the ones that are supposed to be inspecting our food, put in a order for body armor and machine guns. Now ask yourself, why does the USDA need body armor, machine guns? Because as I have told you repeatedly, they, the corrupt and no longer of by and for the people government people, know that eventually, despite their best disinformation efforts via the mainstream media, that they themselves own and control, that people will awaken to what's going on. And the deep state, whatever you want to call them, they have vowed not to be taken by surprise. That's why they're arming every department of the government, because they've infiltrated every one of the departments of our government. Think about it. They're ready for pushback. They've been getting ready for pushback for over a decade. They know it's coming. Wow, it's time for our first big break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, time's flying. I'm sorry, I've been talking for 30 minutes. Folks, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back with us. This is Clear and Air.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Bob, I'm
I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. Do you have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it. Because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
School has started back, and the holiday season is just ahead. Cakes, candy, pies. Enjoy all the holiday goodies without the guilt. Stay in shape this fall by joining the YMCA. The YMCA of Greater Montgomery has multiple wellness centers, heated pools, and plenty of youth sports and after-school activities for you and your family to enjoy, with convenient locations throughout the River Region. If getting the kids back to school or impending holiday family functions have you stressed out, relax. You can restore your mind, body, and spirit by trying the Y this fall. For a yoga or Pilates class, change up your routine and join your local Y. There are multiple locations in the River Region area. Bell Road, Midtown, Wetumpka, and Grandview YMCA, just to name a few. Learn more about what all your Y has to offer for you and your family by visiting ymcamontgomery.org.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This unseasonably cool early November weather continues tonight with another night in the 30s. I think we fall back to at least 37 for the overnight low with clear skies and light winds. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour tonight. You probably have been reminded a million times already. We go back to standard time at 2 in the morning. Tomorrow, picture postcard perfect with a high temperature up to about 63. Blue skies, sunshine. A little warmer on Monday with a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I don't have a mic either, do I?
Hello? Yes. Yes, they're back.
Okay. Yeah, I can't even hear myself.
Really?
Yeah, you got my mic on?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all on. We're going.
Oh, somebody. That's weird. All right. Well, anybody notice all the extra heavy spraying out there while we're getting all this under control? I happened to notice they ruined a perfectly good sky with all these chembos, chemtrails. If you look at it with polarized sunglasses on, you can see all the full spectrum of colors as the sun's setting. Looking up at the sky, I still can't hear myself in headphones.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. How about now? Can we hear ourselves? We're on right now.
I can't hear. I don't hear anything in my headphones.
Well, that's weird because we're on. I got all the mics are lit up.
Is everything. Your headphones coming through?
No. No.
Well, that's weird. I don't really hear myself either. But let's just pretend we're on because we got to be.
I guess so. Or we can open up the phone lines and see if anybody can hear us.
That or I could. I tell you what, let's just jump through the next spot and see what happens.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The biggest threat to law enforcement, it's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A daddy bought her a baby blue duster.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. We keep trying to play some stuff, and nothing seems to be working right. So, I ran across this for some reason. I had it recorded. Let me see if I can get it. Let me try one more time to play it.
So I'm tooling through Montgomery one day, and I happen on 93.1. And while I'm listening, it was probably 90 seconds or 2 minutes before I was thoroughly convinced. And then it took me about 5 days of research to talk myself out of it. I was convinced the Titanic did not sink. Okay? I'm listening to Terry Adams clearing the air. had me convinced. I mean, in just a couple of minutes, had me convinced the Titanic did not sink. Another time I'm driving through town listening. And I remember being a child, and we lived sort of near an airport. Nashville Airport's on the east side of town. The area I grew up was sort of on the southeast part of Nashville, and it was in one of the flight paths. You could see the Southwest logos. I mean, it was that...
Oh, you're doomed.
Well, so I remember looking up at the planes coming and going, and I'm listening to Clearing the Air one day, Saturday night, and for about 10 or 20 seconds, I become thoroughly convinced that there are airplanes in the air shooting stuff out of them, trying to poison us. One of them, was it poisoning us with fungus, metals, salts, some unknown organism? I didn't know. And then again, it snap out of it. There are people who love the conspiracy stuff. Love the conspiracy stuff. We used to work with one.
Oh, yeah.
TZ. The man who was convinced Newtown was staged. He had me fairly convinced for a short period of time Newtown was staged, and they were all actors, and no children died in Newtown, and these were all child... The Connecticut shooting. The Connecticut...
Well, what do y'all think about that?
Well...
it's okay. You're among fiends. I mean, friends. You can...
Well, of course, yeah. Well, some people, you know, they... just can't see the truth, no matter how powerful or obvious it is.
Well, I'll go back to what I've said on this show so many times. It's not my job, and I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm telling you the truth. It's up to you to decide whether you believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
But everything we talk about is true. That's up to you.
Oh, yeah. I have provided that particular fella with a plethora of evidence of chemtrailing from... was the CIA director John Brennan talking to the Council on Foreign Relations about chemtrailing and various other MIT videos of them talking about doing chemtrailing experiments.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far-fetched at all. You go back in history and you look at the various things that just our government and the military alone did, not just here but also overseas.
Oh God, yeah, everywhere.
I mean, you look, Agent Orange wasn't the only thing that they sprayed in the skies in Vietnam, you know?
Yep.
That was just one of them.
Oh, yeah.
They were also spraying silver oxide to cause it to rain.
Yep.
Yeah, the Agent Orange, I guess, was to kill some of the foliage. And
Agent Orange was supposed to defoliate it so we could see the enemy. And then, of course, they sprayed trying to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail and cut off the supply lines of the Viet Cong. Yeah, I mean, they've been doing this. They've been manipulating or trying to manipulate the weather for a very, very long time.
The attention span is short for American people.
Oh, God,
you have, I remember watching during the Olympics for China.
Mm-hmm.
They did a whole segment on the national news right there on NBC about how China was spraying in the atmosphere to cause it to rain away from
the Olympics
parkway,
absolutely,
in order to keep the rain at bay. And also, I've even seen on the national news where they were showing how Russia was doing that for
mm-hmm.
their particular parades. And anytime they have a state parade, you know, they spray the skies to either cause it to rain somewhere else or to keep the rain away.
Yep. Well, Jason, you and I took pictures of it, you and I saw the tic-tac-toe, or not the tic-tac, the dashes in the sky today. A plane spraying, and suddenly there's spray, there's not spray, there's spray, there's not spray. You explain to me how that's condensation, how it could be intermittent condensation. It's not possible, folks. I'm sorry. They're spraying. We are being sprayed. It's absolutely undeniable. We've got their, they're telling it, they've told us in their own words that they're spraying. It's part of the missile shield. There's so many different aspects to the aerosoling program. And for anyone to deny that, I don't know what to tell you. You know, don't listen. If this scares you, don't listen. But we're telling you the truth.
Yeah, I was just informed my mic was down.
Excuse me?
My mic. You can't hear me?
Got
me turned down or?
Try it now.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good.
Sorry about that. I'm still a little confused as to why I couldn't get the thing to, and it's a whole other story.
All right. Well.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's so many, there's at least seven off the top of my head reasons for chemtrails or purposes for it. It's a military operation. And there's still some reasons that I'm still in my mind a little confused about, because when I take a chemtrail and I flip the invert the colors and I play with the contrast, I see things in that chemtrail, three-dimensional objects in that chemtrail that aren't supposed to be there. So that's a whole nother story. Postman, you've been very quiet tonight. What's going on with you? You're among friends. You can talk.
Well, the only thing that stands out with me about chemtrails is that one of the most outstanding things. Let me say it like that. I saw both types today.
Me too.
And I saw...
you mean condensation trails,
right,
and chemtrails.
Uh-huh. Okay. I saw condensation trails and chemtrails.
Because the condensation trail dissipates immediately.
Right. And it's and it only trails behind an aircraft probably in a half mile to a mile.
Right.
And then it dissipates.
Correct.
And that was early this morning. But later on today, I mean, some of those chemtrails span the whole horizon, from horizon to horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a chemtrail.
Yep.
And then, you know, they start to spread out and dissipate.
They turn into a cloud
and
cover,
some
of them.
Yeah, they turn into a cloud cover. And it's some of them that are the composition is a lot different from others.
Yes.
Some of the clouds turn dark. Some of them turn white. And as I was coming in today, this afternoon, I was looking at some of the higher clouds, the ones that look like they're up in the
stratosphere,
up in the stratosphere or troposphere, if you want to call it that. They were like they were in the form like a normal cirrus cloud, which is which is principally ice crystals, and it took the same shape as the as regular cirrus clouds do, but these clouds were, the composition of them were looked like a cumulonimbus or a rain cloud or some of the clouds that you might see after a hurricane.
Wow. Yeah. I used to, you could go on the official NASA website, and it gave you quite a bit of information about the chemtrailing. It's experiments that they claim that they're studying weather patterns and
yeah, exactly. They want to see how the winds move, how the sun affects the winds up there. Douglas, trying to remember his name. A lady called, and she recorded the phone call, and he is a physicist with NASA, and he explained the whole thing to her. He even said that the formulas for the trails are created at Clemson University. He even tells the doctor, the professor's name, who comes up with these formulas out of Clemson.
Yes.
So we know so much about it.
Yeah, we know that NASA does it for experimental, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they had a breakdown of it, like the barium, strontium, cadmium, things like that.
Yep.
And explaining how most of it would be observed at either dawn or dusk, because various chemicals would do various colors in the sky, you know, the pink or the purple.
That's right.
For different ones. I've had trouble finding that stuff on the NASA website lately, but I have save some of that stuff in my documents, you know, trying to keep up with it. But there's so much information out there that proves that, yes, there is chemtrailing. It's not just NASA. It's not just the U.S. government. It's not just the commercial airliners. You know, it's a combination of everything, and it's not just here. It's around the world.
Yep.
Flying back and forth to different continents, you will see across the ocean is chemtrailed, and across the skies over other countries are chemtrailed also. The only place I've been that I didn't see a single chemtrail in the sky was Peru. Now, why they don't spray it up there, I have no idea. But I guess a vast desert area, there's really no need.
True.
But there's so many reasons for them to be doing it. I believe most of them are nefarious.
They are.
The reasons that they don't tell us, which
as everybody knows, you know, the effects of aluminum and other heavy metals in your body get deposited into your brain, and
that's why autism and Alzheimer's are exponentially increased over the past 20 years.
And dementia, other things, neurological issues.
Everything that goes back to aluminum.
Has anybody ever noticed that all of a sudden, over the last 15, 20 years, this new thing come along called fibromyalgia? And fibromyalgia is not an actual thing that they can give you a test and say, yep, you've got fibromyalgia. It's in your blood. You're infected with fibromyalgia. No, it's a way to explain away what is happening to you.
Bingo.
As the effects that you're suffering from that they don't want to disclose that to. Maybe the doctors know. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they're told this is just what you tell them.
I think they know.
But I do know that it's hard to get them to test you for metals.
You got to do it yourself.
Yes, but and you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay for it. There is the herb shop here in Montgomery. Now, they can test you. They have a couple different ways of testing you for heavy metals. And Carl Smith, he's pretty good at helping you out with various things like that and how to detox if you do have heavy metals. I know I was pretty heavy on heavy metals. I couldn't afford to pay to get the breakdown of what's aluminum and mercury and various things. But yeah, I mean, I used to, when I was younger, I'd get the vaccines, you know, they say, here, you need a tetanus shot again. I'm like, you know, okay, go ahead. And then go a couple years later and say, we can't see in the records where you've had your tetanus shot. We'll just go ahead and give you another.
Negative.
I'm like, okay, go ahead. You know, I was thinking that the doctors cared about me.
Right. They know what's best.
That
it's not that way.
Yeah, that if there was any reason that it shouldn't be done, then they would tell me, no, don't get that yet. It's way too early.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up because G. Edward Griffin's having a big get-together in a few weeks, and his guest is a researcher who's been looking into. You have to understand, folks, it's like all of a sudden we get all these dozens of new, quote, diseases that all appeared at once. Now, according to this researcher, all these new maladies are fired off inside our body via the contamination of the planet. And it's what Jason was just telling you, and I think he's absolutely right. That's why all this stuff is here. It's what's affecting us. Frequencies mainly, but also GMOs, vaccines, all the new pharmaceuticals, among other things. That's what's causing Morgellons, fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome. I mean, just it goes on and on. And, of course, there's the pharmaceutical companies ready with a new drug to help you get through it. It's just more of the same.
Yeah, and you add to that with the fluoridation of the water.
I forgot about fluoride.
And you're calcifying your pineal gland.
Yep.
You know, throughout history, I mean, even the ancient Egyptians understood that you had a pineal gland, and that was your connection to spirituality.
Why do you think the Vatican has a giant pine cone statue in front of it, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and they do depict it as a pineal gland, and you see the eyes of the, the hieroglyphs of the eye, that's like a cross-section showing, you know, the pineal gland in the center of that particular hemisphere of the
brain. Let's cut to the bottom line here. These diseases are man-made, right?
Right.
They're designed by man, and they're being used by man for population control and profit enhancement. These two reasons play second fiddle to a much greater, more sinister plan of transhumanism. That's my opinion, which is Satan's plan to out-God God using technology. Which we know is going to fail, but that's not going to stop them from trying. My point is, this stuff's made in a laboratory, and it's purposely released. And I think that's one of the reasons for chemtrails. But there's several other reasons. But I think you nailed it, Jason.
Well, there's so many reasons. But, I mean,
I know.
Here's one in particular. How do you think they've convinced so many millions of young people that socialism is a great idea? There's something wrong with their brains, man.
They're dumbing them down.
Yeah, that's
mind control.
I can already tell, since about 2008, my cognitive abilities have greatly diminished.
Tell me about it.
And it hasn't. It was only through extreme heavy metal detox regimens that I'm starting to lose some of this fogginess. And I'm guessing it's probably always going to be there. I mean, it takes years to get rid of just a little amount.
I know.
And we've been bombarded by every direction between vaccines, chemical spraying,
GMOs,
yeah, fluoridation and other chemicals and metals in your water and in your food. People don't realize that aluminum is used in food. They put it, of course, I've read some things where they say they don't put it in baking powder, but I've also read studies where it shows that they have high aluminum content in just baking powder.
Most of your toothpaste, your deodorants, all of it.
Yeah, but like snack cakes. You grab
Little Debbie snack cakes?
Yes. Aluminum is one of the ingredients that's on that box. Aluminum. They're going to put it in your snack cakes. And I love snack cakes. I used to eat 2 or 3 boxes of snack cakes a day.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was an addict, I guess.
You were jonesing on those snack cakes, buddy.
Yeah, I loved me some sugar. But yeah, I found out, hey, and Pop-Tarts and everything else. And then I noticed it's in medicines.
It's in everything.
Yeah, and if it's not aluminum, it's titanium oxide or something like that.
Yep.
They're metallicizing our whole bodies. And why would they want our bodies completely consumed and riddled with metal? Is that some way to conduct...
Transhumanism.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's not right.
NASA war document. And I've said this so many times. Go to stopthecrime.net, read the NASA war document. This thing's 19 years old, and it talks about swarms of smart dust with pre-programmed biological missions. What do you think that means? That means you breathe them in, they hit the olfactory, they're in your bloodstream, and they go do whatever they're programmed to do.
Yeah.
And I think all of it's, it's compartmentalized, and all of it plays a role. From the GMOs, the frequencies, all of it plays a role to turn us into whatever.
Yeah, if you're willing to study and look up, you know, and Google some of this stuff.
They're not.
You're not going to want to stop at the first page of results that you come to. But you can look up and you can find where people have done studies and testing, independent testing of soil and plants and the heavy concentrations of aluminum and other metals that should not be there.
Yep.
Aluminum doesn't exist in a pure form in nature, especially.
It does, but minute amounts.
Yeah. I mean,
not pure.
Just,
you're right.
It's just way too much. I mean, of course, in the snows,
Shasta is loaded with it.
Yeah, which makes sense because they can use that to cause it to rain, and therefore, or snow in that case. And they do. There are companies that lease themselves out to do. Cloud seeding.
That's right.
And one cheap way of cloud seeding is using aluminum. It's cheaper than silver oxide and various others that they use.
There's so much they've done. You know, we talked about Coca-Cola before. You know, this whole new Coke BS they came out with, 30 years ago? The whole reason to do that was because they knew the consumers were going to go, we don't like new Coke. It tastes like Pepsi. We want old Coke back. So they gave us old Coke back, but there was one big difference. High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
They substituted the sweeteners. They swapped them out on us.
GMO high fructose corn syrup.
Bingo. Exactly, folks. This is, and if you're thinking, well, how could, and we've actually had a caller say, well, how is this possible? How could all these people be in on it? Well, it's not that it's all these people. If you look at who owns everything, 6 companies own everything.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.